Hey family, welcome back to the house. We're glad you're here. Today's message, if you've been walking through hurt, loss, betrayal, even failure, is for you. You didn't go through that storm for nothing. You didn't cry those tears for no reason. Because I came to tell you, God will use what broke you. Stay with me. This one is going to set somebody free. There was a woman I met not long ago who lost everything in a fire, house gone, photos gone, memories, ashes. But she said to me, that fire made me find God again. What if the breaking wasn't punishment, but permission for breakthrough? Let me take you to a boy with a dream and a pit, Joseph. Betrayed by blood, sold into slavery, imprisoned for lies. But God didn't stop the betrayal. He used it. Because the pit was part of the palace, the prison was part of the prophecy, and Joseph said it best. You meant it for evil, but God turned it for good. Your pit? It's part of your purpose. Maybe you lost your job. Maybe you're walking through divorce. Maybe your mental health's been on life support. But here's what the enemy doesn't want you to hear. That pain is pregnant with purpose. It didn't come to destroy you. It came to deliver you. Because God doesn't discard broken things, He reuses them. He doesn't just heal wounds, He redeems them. Let me preach this into your spirit. You survived what was sent to silence you. You're still here after what should have taken you out. Why? Because your pain is a platform. God is about to anoint what you thought disqualified you. You're not disqualified, you're certified through fire. What was meant to bury you, God is about to resurrect you. Can I get a witness in here today? Can somebody shout, I'm still standing? Father, we thank you for the breaking. We thank you that the storm didn't drown us. We thank you for the scar because it reminds us that healing happened. For every person listening who's carrying pain, trauma, disappointment, let them feel this truth. You are not done with them yet. You're about to use the very thing that tried to take them out, to lift them up. In Jesus' name, it is so. Amen. If this message spoke to your heart, share it with someone healing right now. Because healing is contagious, and hope is a testimony waiting to be passed on.